Getting a Texas look at the new world screwworm issue. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Today I'm visiting with Peyton Schumann, who is the Senior Director of Government Relations for the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. And Peyton, new world screwworm, that's something we've been hearing a lot about. But for you, that's not a particularly new pest, something Texas has been dealing with for a long time now.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. And so, you know, just for your listeners out there, just a little bit of background for those that don't know, new world screwworm is something that here in Texas, you've got a lot of, you know, air quotes, old timers that talk about it quite frequently. And not aging my dad, but he was a kid in the 60s. And, you know, in Texas and kind of the Southwest and in Florida, we had this infestation of the actual name is Cochleomyia hominivorax, and that's the new world screwworm. That actually means man-eater because it's the only parasitic fly that the larva of the fly feed off of, not dead tissue, it feeds on living tissue. And that's what makes it so deadly to wildlife. And did have this in the 50s and 60s. There was a outbreak in the 70s, but we were able to eradicate it. They say that 1966 is the kind of official date for eradication in Texas. However, like I said, in the 70s, we had a brief flare-up. But since then, it's been pushed, you know, through sterile fly techniques. We were able to push this pest all the way past Panama to what they call the Darien Gap. And just in the last few years, 2020 with COVID, we saw there was a lot of migration of people. There was also a lot of checkpoints and different stuff where these countries would be at their borders checking for animals, for wounds, or like any kind of pest coming across the borders that we, you know, we saw it in America too. There was, you know, not as many people maybe at work and different stations. And so just like with your import facilities, there wasn't as many people there. And so they think that, you know, some cattle or animals were probably missed with this pest. And so now, as of, you know, last November, right before Thanksgiving, it made its resurgence into Mexico.
And he says this rapid movement is very concerning for their association, and it should be for the rest of the country as well.
To kind of bring us up to speed, it is now roughly 360 miles from our southern border. And what's concerning and alarming for us as you look at, you know, it got into Mexico in November, and then now we're in almost at the beginning of August, and it's 360 miles from our border. So that little bug has moved north very quickly. And so that is something that's very concerning for our membership and really should be for anybody kind of connected to the beef supply chain, people that care about wildlife, et cetera.
On June 18th, Secretary Brooke Rollins announced that a U.S.-based sterile fly dispersal facility will be built at the Moore Air Field Base in South Texas. And right now, that's the plan, to just control the situation where it's at.
Those sterile flies they are producing, if the screwworm were to get closer to the U.S., they will be sending those sterilized pupa. It's important to know that the fly cannot stay inactive and alive for that long of a flight from Panama up to the U.S. and to Texas. And so they transport them as the pupa, the pupae. And then at Moore, what they're saying now is it is a dispersal facility, which means that the pupa have been irradiated, and all that will happen there is the pupae will be raised to the fly, and then from that USDA location in South Texas, they will disperse. So they will load the sterilized flies on the planes and then be able to drop them on the U.S. border there.
Stay tuned for more on this interview with Peyton. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.